Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel on Wednesday stepped up security at its embassies around the world and warned citizens to be on alert after Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Iran, allegedly by Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The assassination comes amid talks for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, which could lead to the release of at least some of the 115 hostages still being held in Gaza. Some analysts said the killing of Haniyeh may further weaken Hamas in Gaza. There was also concern that Iran could respond directly to Israel since Haniyeh was killed in Iran. In April, Iran fired hundreds of missiles directly at Israel, and Iran has used proxies, including the Houthis in Yemen and Hezbollah, to attack the country. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports the man accused of being the main plotter in Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks has agreed to plead guilty.
The Defense Department says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the 2001 9/11 attack are expected to enter guilty pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The plea agreement comes more than 16 years after their prosecution began for Al-Qaeda's attack and more than 20 years after militants flew commandeered commercial airliners into buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. Defense lawyers have requested that they receive life sentences in exchange for the guilty pleas. The head of one group of families of those killed, Terry Strada, reacted to the news, saying that the men were cowards when they planned the attack and says they're cowards today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And for more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The families of some of the 346 people killed in two Boeing MAX jetliner crashes have asked a federal judge to reject a plea agreement Boeing and the U.S. Justice Department have proposed. Instead, the families want the judge to schedule a jury trial for Boeing. The case against Boeing stems from two Boeing 737 MAX crashes in Indonesia in 2018 and in Ethiopia in 2019. And Boeing's misrepresentation about a key software feature involved in both incidents. The decision to accept the deal or put Boeing on trial is now in the hands of a U.S. district judge in Fort Worth, Texas. Vice President Kamala Harris said Wednesday that former President Donald Trump's false assertions about her race were the same old show, as she emphasized the need for black women to organize for his defeat this November.
The American people deserve better. The American people deserve a leader who tells the truth, a leader who does not respond with hostility and anger when confronted with the facts. We deserve a leader who understands that our differences do not divide us. They are an essential source of our strength.
Harris drew chuckles from the audience of a historically black sorority as she mentioned Trump's comments early in the day at the annual meeting of the National Association of Black Journalists. Trump said Harris, the first black woman and Asian American to serve as vice president, had in the past promoted only her Indian heritage. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a former U.S. Green Beret is under arrest in connection with a plot to remove Venezuela's president.
Jordan Goodreau, the former Green Beret behind a cross-border raid in 2020 to remove Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro with a small cadre of supporters, has been arrested in New York. He and Venezuelan Yaxi Alvarez face 14 criminal counts tied to arms smuggling, according to a federal indictment. Goodreau, a three-time Bronze Star recipient for bravery in Iraq and Afghanistan, claimed responsibility for the amphibious raid by a ragtag group of soldiers who trained in Colombia. In a video, Goodreau said he was protecting Venezuela's democracy after Maduro's 2018 re-election was boycotted by the opposition and condemned by the U.S. Goodreau's lawyer says his client is innocent. Julie Walker, New York.
And for more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.